Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Before we get started with our guests, Robert Davis and Dave Beatty, I would be talking about a new documentary called The Consciousness Connection. How about those, huh? The Consciousness Connection. Of course, people look at me and they say, though, he's unconscious. So then we're ever going to do an unconscious version, they can do it about me. Seriously, we'll talk about that. But last week, Tim Swartz and I and our guests of the week were talking about Havana Syndrome. Okay, Havana Syndrome. Now, this is interesting because there's a new article that just came out. It's from the Washington Post. And I'll read a little bit of it. It's a big article. And Tim, and guys, you want to have a comment, you could. Havana Syndrome, not caused by energy weapon or foreign adversary, intelligence review finds. Now, I'll give you the first paragraph or first couple of sentences. After a years-long assessment, five U.S. intelligence agencies conclude it is very unlikely an enemy wielding a secret weapon was behind the mysterious ailment. Okay? Now, let me get to the punchline here. What they're basically saying here, Tim, Robert, and Dave, they don't know what caused it. They haven't a clue. Tim, what do you think?
Right from the very beginning, it was being dismissed as like mass hysteria, basically, and that people were mistaking crickets for the odd noises that they were hearing inside of their heads, and that the physiological effects that some of these people had afterwards, it was like what would be the opposite of the placebo effect? You know, nocebo? No, I don't know. But basically, they were saying it was all in their heads. And at the beginning, they were saying, well, maybe it was like some kind of sonic device due to the sounds that they were hearing. But then research into the subject showed that, you know, direct microwave beams will actually, you know, create clicking sounds inside your skull. I suppose it's the sound of your skull expanding with the heat. But I don't know. I mean, more than likely they're going to say, you know, it was nothing for security reasons. You know, in my opinion, I mean, you know, it's kind of like UFO phenomena. You know, you're not going to go and admit that you've got somebody with some kind of exotic weapons zapping CIA agents in various countries. You know, look at the fuss that was made over the Chinese spy balloon. You know, you get the idea that somebody is zapping United States agents and personnel. And, oh, gosh, you know.
So you think it was politically correct not to find a solution? But...
Oh, probably. Yeah, I don't know if politically correct is the right word. You know, maybe security correct, you know, because once again, the United States has been working for decades. So if somebody admits that, yeah, you know, say like Russia or China has these weapons, then they're going to, you know, then the questions are going to be asked, well, why don't we? Well, we do. Well, why haven't you said anything? Well, it's a secret, you know. It'll just go back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, I agree. It's not politics. Politics doesn't know anything, I think, about it. It's hidden from politics. It's more security and special access programs. Very coincidentally, Gary Nolan, the immunologist and geneticist who runs the Nolan Labs at Stanford University, was given the assignment to try to study and figure out the, if there is a brain-based explanation for those who have Fanta syndrome. He, by the way, is in our documentary, The Consciousness Connection, and we'll talk certainly more about that. But he was, and he'd spoken about this in interviews, spoke to me personally about it, and he's found no convincing evidence that there was any brain-based alteration that could account for these changes. And we know through the revelation of new UAP documents and study that that we have used biophotonic weapons through it at the UAPs. We have this kind of technology. How we applied it, who knows? Maybe it comes into play here with Havana syndrome. Something's at play, and we're not going to be given the truth regarding UFOs in any media-based political process.
Dave Beatty, what do you think?
Well, you know, the first time I heard about the Havana syndrome, I recalled a book I read. I believe it was one of Annie Jacobson's books, where she goes into detail about what was called the Moscow signal. And the Moscow signal was reported back in the 50s and 60s in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, that a bunch of the staffers there began having some really strange health effects, and they didn't know what was causing it. And the U.S. came in and actually detected like background radiation in the gigahertz range that seemed to be directed at the embassy from outside the building. I don't know that they actually ever found the source of this, transmission, but they believed some type of adversarial force was using this to try to affect the embassy staff. And the problem with this type of thing, where you're thinking, well, this is some type of directed energy weapon, as they call it, like a DEW system, that they can just turn it off, flip that thing off, and then there's no evidence at all. And yet, if somebody was exposed to microwave radiation, what are the health effects? I think in that case, then it was determined that maybe years later there were some cancers and things like that. I don't know if they ever released all the details for those embassy workers that were allegedly exposed to this stuff, but it's pretty sketchy there.
Yeah, they actually determined that there was a building just right across the street from the embassy in Moscow, where the majority of these it was microwaves, and then it was various frequencies, up and down the electromagnetic scale, and they were all being directed to, right there at the embassy, especially towards the ambassador's main office.
So officially, we will never resolve the issue, and it's certainly not ET.
Oh, I don't think that there was ever the suggestion. Maybe. I mean, some of these websites will blame anything on ET.
I wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
We're not going there, but of course, anything that can get eyeballs, some websites don't care. They don't much care about that. Dave, this is your first time on the Paracast. We hope it's not your last. Says you have won some Emmys. Tell us more.
Yeah, Gene, I appreciate the invite onto the show. One of the most respected and long-running shows in this topic sphere, so appreciate the invite. I'm always interested in listening to your guests and so on. My career has been in television, since getting out of college in the 1980s, and I spent the early part of my career as a broadcast journalist, and eventually migrated into teleproduction in the mid-90s in South Florida. I grew up in upstate New York, and I came down to South Florida just, for the winters, basically, and I'm still here, by the way. But I got into some really good company with the crew I was working with, and we ended up doing some films on the History Channel and Travel Channel in the 90s and early 2000s.
We're going to break here.
Dave, yep. And then we'll continue with you and Robert Davis. With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let's pick up with Dave Beatty. He's giving us his background in video journalism and how he came to win some awards. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so as I was saying before the break, I was working on some really good feature documentaries on cable networks at that time, and you know, it was during that time that we did receive some Emmy nominations and then got some Emmys for the programs that we were doing on Travel Channel. We did a very special documentary on a woman in Guatemala that set up a school to help children that were living in the city dump in Guatemala City, which was aired nationally on PBS. And I continue to this day to do, like, feature documentaries. This month I'm traveling in a couple of weeks to Iwo Jima, the location of the famous Marine battle in World War II in the Pacific with the Japanese, and also to the island of Peleliu, an expedition that's going to result in a couple of films that I'm working on with World War II Foundation. And these films will find national audience with PBS in the coming year. Just wrapped one on the U.S. Navy Seabees, the construction battalions in World War II that is set to air around the country this May, I believe. So it's called The Seabees on Iwo Jima.
Robert, for those who didn't hear the last time as you were on the PowerCast, tell us briefly about your background.
Well, I got a PhD in the area of neurosensory research, and I spent decades doing just that. I then was retired and observed some UFOs in the form of glowing orbs and wrote a book, The UFO Phenomenon, Should I Believe? And which is outdated. I wrote it in 2015. Much has happened. I wrote it as an intro text. But then I wrote another book, Life After Death, Analysis of the Evidence. Soon after that, I wrote my last book, Unseen Forces, The Integration of Science, Reality, and You, upon which a documentary, The Consciousness Connection, and which we have a website, consciousnessfilm.info, contains all the information about the scientists, among others, who are participating in the film. Not a complete updated version, but it gets at the heart of what the essence of the documentary is about. So I thought the best way to get my message across about consciousness, quantum physics, ESP, near-death, out-of-body experiences, the UFO, all of these extraordinary events that are flipping people, causing these spiritual transformative experiences to happen to millions worldwide, that's the essence of the film. The essence of consciousness, is it primary or is it brain-based? How do we explain these extraordinary events that are occurring so frequently? And causing people to have these transpersonal outcomes vastly different than they were before their trigger event, the spiritual awakening, whatever you may want to call it. Nevertheless, the first person I sent my book to and request to look at it as a possible documentary is Dave Beatty here in Florida. I didn't know that he was the one who produced and directed The Nimitz Encounters, which already received 6 million hits on Amazon. Well, long story short, we're co-producing the film. We now have another co-producer, Wilson Hawthorne, joining us. We've interviewed up in Monroe Institute, also Eben Alexander, Joe McMonigal. We're going to IANS to get Grayson and NDEs and Jeff Long, Tom Campbell, Gary Nolan. The list goes on, as well as experiences trying to understand consciousness. That's where my life is pretty much now. I'm trying to enjoy retirement while trying to balance this new learning curve. And at the same time, trying to generate money and requesting somewhat sheepishly, shyishly, you know, embarrassingly, to people who may resonate with this, who have an extra dollar, who just won't miss it for whatever reason, to help support us. Not that we're going to make any money on it. It's all sweat equity. It doesn't go in our pocket. It's a passion project, as I've learned that they'd like to call it that in the business. So it's all that. And if you resonate, you know, go to the website, consciousnessfilm.info, and please, whatever you can share, even a good word via email, Bob Davis Speaks is my website, that would be appreciated too. Thank you.
Okay, we'll send you the bill for that, Bob. In the meantime, seriously speaking here, okay, so do you take at all the possibility that UFOs are physical devices, possibly spaceships, seriously, or is it all a consciousness-related issue?
I was a member of the Dr. Edgar Mitchell Research Foundation, and we did a study on 3,200 people. I can only base my answer to that good question on the fact that what we saw in our extensive interview, using over 600 questions, over 50 qualitative questions, which we analyzed in detail, it's both a consciousness and physical, but largely consciousness. What does that mean? Largely consciousness-based. These people are describing some kind of interaction with another matrix, a non-earthly-like environment, interacting with beings, non-human in nature, various forms, shapes, and sizes that we all know about. Your guests have talked about it throughout the decades. Your listeners are well aware of this. And it comes across consistently. But that happens at about 75% of the time to 80%. In the minority of cases, we do get, yeah, I drove the ship. I saw my hybrid baby. I met people I knew on board another craft. I was relocated from my bed to another place. I was taken by my feet, pulled out through the wall. I know what it felt like to go through the wall. Yes, Bob, somebody, a great, touched me. You know, I mean, you know, people are sane, if not more sane than me, are giving me stories that are knocking my socks off. I've had some experiences that I can't explain that motivated me to write my book, and now, yeah, the content is this documentary. But still, I see it as both. That's my best guess. And it goes maybe back to what Heineken and Vallée, among others, were saying a long, long time ago. We haven't really advanced much in our understanding of the phenomena, if at all. And it's part of the documentary as well. It's one of these extraordinary events in reality that people can't explain and are changed, as I mentioned, as a result of it. And it comes in all different triggers. The UAP is by far, it seems, the most complex and largest, but certainly not the only trigger. There are many, even Kundalini awakenings, meditation, yoga. It comes in all forms, and we have to respect people who have them and allow them the opportunity to discuss it among professionals, which unfortunately is not the case where they can do so openly, because the field of psychology, medicine, does not fully understand crises, the spiritual transformative effect individuals are having as a result. And thus, they don't treat it well. They often just prescribe medication or treat it in some cases as a psychosis, which is wrong. People are simply questioning what happened to them. Why me? How do I explain this event? It's changed me. But we see over time the transpersonal effects are largely positive.
We've got Dave and Robert and Tim and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a USA News update. Authorities say there's no risk to public health from the latest Norfolk Southern train derailment in Ohio. About 20 cars went off the track in Clark County between Dayton and Columbus. They report there were only trace amounts of toxic substances and no spillages anyway. Airlines have been disrupted by the latest bout of winter weather. Flights were canceled and delayed Saturday, and forecasters are predicting more snow for the Northeast. Former President Trump took his campaign to the Conservative Political Action Conference Saturday, where he met with strong support.
For 7 years, you and I have been engaged in an epic struggle to rescue our country from the people who hate it and want to absolutely destroy it.
Trump won a straw poll at CPAC. I'm Karen Sloan, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yes, there's Tim Swartz doing a consciousness experiment. Or is he trying to sound like unconscious? Robert, wanted to get more specifically into this because so many people think that when they interact with something strange, it must be physical. Somebody's landing in a spaceship, a physical spaceship. You go over to it, you can touch it, you can walk inside it, and they will be taken aboard, whatever. They'll go through this experience, and we've all talked to experiencers who are perfectly serious, but incredible things are happening. But from what you're telling me here, maybe however you achieve this contact, you may all be contacting the same source material, but you're interpreting it in different ways depending on what you expect and how you access it. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a great deal of merit to what you just said. Each human is like an onion, of course, composed of many layers of different memories, environment, genetics, parents, cultural upbringing, etc., etc. So we interpret things, obviously, very differently. And expectations are a large part, indeed, of we may be seeing here. You know, today's grays that we see portrayed in the movie, media themes, etc., you know, but where history is elves, dwarfs, and before that, it was represented in different ways biblically, as we are aware. So expectations change with the times. You know, different times, same suit, in a sense.
And that's why it's interesting to look at the history of this, to see how it's morphed over time. And we see that in terms of how the phenomena is described visually, of course, in the skies from the airships of the 1880s to the Foo Fighters to what we are experiencing now, like, I don't know what we're experiencing now, these orbs of orange sun-like things that Dave depicted beautifully in his short videos of personnel on the, and help me out, Dave, the USS Kearsarge and what's it
called? Yeah, Ronald Reagan.
On his YouTube videos, it's a, and that's what I saw. Again, coincidentally, he depicted exactly what I saw in Sedona, Arizona. One stationary up in the air, about, you know, a couple of miles away, 500 feet up, and then a second one came directly out of it. And that's what motivated for me to write my first book, The UFO Phenomenon. I always believed in it. I did. I was a closet ufologist, a crazy scientist, but a closet ufologist, like millions and millions of others. Problem is, academia involvement in this serious science. Fortunately, much has changed since when I wrote that first book, in the positive direction, at least, in terms of, in many ways, from the Galileo Project to NASA to SETI getting involved. It's beautiful. Wonderful. I never thought I'd see that.
Robert, aren't they looking, though, for physical spaceships, not consciousness expansion?
Well, that's a point. What are they looking at? You know, SETI is open to looking at orbs. You know, does that mean the things that people see in their bedroom that they describe? Is that a UAP? What is a UAP? It had to be saucer-shaped with a little thing pointing out of the variation thereof. You know, we'd like the criteria. Yeah. And we're just at that cusp of getting the language down, I think. So we have the Journal of UAP Studies coming out now and other private and public organizations. Even experiencer groups are popping up all over the place. Too few and far between, of course. But the point is there's a growing awareness, you know, thanks to you and a few others who are helping to shift this needle, so to speak. And that's where Dave and I and Wilson are coming from, help to shift. And that, I hate to use that overused term, but we'll be long gone when people be learning about it. Hopefully they look at the history of ufology, appreciate it for what it is, and not to interpret everything literally, like this Wilson and Davis memo. You know, this as an example, to interpret that literally. And if you do, wow. Many in ufology do. Do we have alien bodies and reverse engineered craft? Bob Lazar is right on. You know, if you believe the Wilson-Davis memo, that's the case. All bets are off, right? No more shows. Or, you know, is that the smoking gun? As some believe. How much of a business is it to believe? Or is it still a debate? It is a debate, of course, but why do some people so passionate about that? If I may kind of shift the topic, I'm sorry to do so, but
that's three demerits, Robert. Just want to let you know.
Sorry.
Listen, switch however you wish to switch it, and we'll accommodate you somehow.
Well, you know, consciousness has so many different meanings. It's discipline specific. The anesthesiologist told me it's propofol through the IV. That's consciousness. The philosopher says it's something else, so it's higher cognitive processing. Kroc, who the top neuroscientist, you know, looks at a specific region in the low brainstem region, said that's the area's consciousness. Stuart Hammerhoff and the Orr-Corr theory, the quantum, you know, mechanics occurring in microtubules, that's consciousness. What's consciousness? The cellular level information exchange, to me, that's consciousness. It occurs all over the place. You know, a rock is conscious. Why? In the extreme case, if you hit it on your head, it's telling you don't do it again. So it's giving you information. Or it's very pretty. It gives you information. Low level, but I interpret it, obviously, physically, emotionally sometimes. But humans have a higher level of consciousness. It's going to do more to me, for me, than a rock. And a lot of scientists go there, in that direction, panpsychism or the integrated information theory. That doesn't mean that's what consciousness is. Or it doesn't mean I leave my body, interact with a supreme being. Is that consciousness? ESP, is that consciousness? What is it? Maybe it comes in many different forms. Looking at the complexity of reality, we can't explain, but these mysterious events are normal. And we have to understand that, like synchronicities happen all the time. These other things do too. Some are more certainly extreme than others and require certain triggers for it to occur. Not everybody has a UAP experience or sees a gray. But you're right. Sometimes it happens when you don't expect it or if you wish to, for it too much, it does happen. And I don't know if I want any part of a gray or anything like that.
One thing here I always think about when I talk to people who say, I met the grays, I met the insectoids, I met the reptilians, whatever they met. And information is conveyed to them, either with some kind of voice, mostly via mental telepathy. And I think, I have this strange being in front of me, or I think I see it. We can obviously consider different causes. And they tell me something because they appear to be advanced beings. Why should I believe anything they say?
Well, you know, here it comes down to just that. When you try to interpret what people describe when they interact with these beings, there is a similarity, and that's why we need more studies that look at just what you're saying, the thematic or the semantic and thematic content of just what people are describing when they interact with these so-called non-human beings. Exactly right. Most of them talk about deities, benevolent beings that do impart messages that are reassuring, not always benign. There are some negative interactions, but in the minority. But some people claim they get the downloads. You know, what is that all about? You go to psychologists, and that, of course, is a delusional episode. But I know people who are quite convincing and quite sane, it seems, who get downloads of scientific mathematical formula.
Before we get into the downloads, we're producing another download for people right now with Dave and Robert and Tim and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Robert Davis, that would mean they're tapping into some kind of information resource, and therefore they become like a computer with a hard drive, and they receive this data?
That's a good speculation, and some people look at the semantic information field or the Akashic Records or the envelope of the black hole, where it is theoretically believed that the past, present, and future exist and can be tapped. So information is there. Well, evidence can't prove it. Mathematically, you can. Evidence, Diane Powell, who will also be in a documentary, neuropsychiatrist, autistic savant, as evidence. To her, we live in a simulation hypothesis. Tom Campbell also ascribes to that. A physicist worked with Bob Monroe on the body experiences. The point is, but many scientists also ascribe to the simulation hypothesis as a basis to explain this type of information where people really shouldn't have this ability, where autistic savants, one in particular, she wrote a book, ESP Enigma, Sarah, 8 years old, speaks six different languages, or she's 4 years old, speaks just six different languages, and her research in her mind proves she was never exposed to any of them. We know about these autistic savants. We don't know the structural underpinnings of them. Sometimes it can be even induced through brain trauma, very rare indeed when that happens. But it goes beyond just remarkable creative skills or perfect pitch perception, etc. The ability, you know, in a second to calculate to the cube, you know, the cube root of a six-digit number to the seventh degree, you know, in a five-year-old who was never taught math. We have evidence of this. How does that happen? Is the point is that's that consciousness? Is that brain-based? Can the brain be able to do that? But we don't know that yet. Is it capable of that, or is consciousness primary? Or we just have 3 pounds of fat and protein and hundreds of billions of neurons between our ears, and that's it. You know, that's the issue at hand, I think. But this information exchange does occur in strange ways, as well as medical healings when people interact with these UAPs. So people say.
The thing that is implied, Robert, in what you're saying is there's a connection, maybe a constant connection, with whatever this outside force is, and that's how you get the data. It's not inherent within you. You have to be open to it or have to be oriented in the way to receive it.
Before we get on with this, because it's a really fascinating road to go, Dave, what led you into being interested in the paranormal and this particular focus, which is obviously, I think, a lot beyond what some of the more simple views of the subject have been?
Yeah, thanks. Probably, I mean, I've always had an interest in UFO history and cases back to when I was a teenager. So I read a bunch of books on the subject of UFOs and, you know, the classic works, for instance. And I ended up becoming a MUFON field investigator down here in Florida. My mother at the time was living up in Gulf Breeze during that UFO flap with Ed Walters and also the Gulf Breeze sightings that occurred. And I would often travel up there, do some sky watches. You know, as a field investigator, I did get to interact with witnesses here in this smaller town in Florida. So that was kind of my introduction to it. I kind of fell out along the wayside of ufology for a while in the 90s, and it wasn't until the December 2017 New York Times article and to the SARS Academy's announcement that they had these Navy witnesses in this government program that seemed to be under wraps that I got reacquainted with the subject. So around that time, I ended up forming some user groups on Facebook and, you know, opened it up initially, and all these people flooded in. It was remarkable at that time. Some, you know, really great people in the field, some famous names and so on, ended up in this group. And so that's where the discussion started, you know, reinvigorating my interest in ufology because, you know, talking about UFOs. Obviously, there is some type of physical component to UFOs. Physical trace evidence has been collected over time. But then there's this whole other aspect of, you know, the ESP components to it, or maybe some type of consciousness effect that's going on in people that have close encounters with UFOs, the experiencers, or as we used to call them, abductees, basically people that had interactions with non-human entities that usually were associated with these close encounters of these devices or machines. So I was interested in the Navy sightings, and I ended up in 2018, soon after that article, I began working on some 3D animation. I created a little short video that went viral on YouTube at the time called The Nimitz Encounters. And from that springboard, I ended up getting thousands of contacts because I asked people kind of, you know, an ode to Robert Stack and Unsolved Mysteries, you know, if you have any more information about this, contact us, you know, at the number on your screen. And a lot of people did reach out to me, and so I ended up getting a whole bunch of other leads. And that was about the time, maybe a year later, that Bob reached out to me with this interesting idea about his books on life after death and UFOs and this idea of, you know, a transformative experience that people have when they have these encounters. And, you know, for the life of me, when he first called me, I thought that, well, he's part of this group of people that I have been talking to, and, you know, he's reaching out because he knows my interest in it. But lo and behold, it was completely random. I mean, he lives close to where I live, like an hour north of me, and he was looking for video production companies and just randomly called us. And I was kind of surprised at the time. And he explained this idea about consciousness and Unseen Forces, his book, you know, which I read. And the first thing that was really fascinating to me, because, you know, yeah, I knew a lot about UFO history and cases and the Nimitz encounters and these Navy events, the three videos, for instance. I knew a lot of details about all that. I didn't know much about the current medical material science scientist view on human consciousness. And when I looked into it, first of all, you find out that medical science doesn't really know what consciousness is. It's called the hard question of consciousness, one of the leading questions of thinkers in our time, actually. And you quickly find that out. You're like, oh. And the leading theory among material science is that consciousness arises from an electrochemical process within the human brain. So in that theory, you know, when we die, basically the light gets switched off There's nothing more there. But when you start looking at the evidence of some of the ESP events, some of the studies that have been – I mean, that's what I did. I just did a deep dive on – Bob gave me this list of people that he, you know, colleagues that he wanted to talk to, and each one of them has these fascinating insights. And if you go to the our website, you can see who I'm talking about. And each one of them have books and so on. So I started reading all their books and trying to understand where they're coming from. You know, he mentioned people like Dean Radin and Tom Campbell, for instance. So in understanding that, you start saying, well, wait a second, if consciousness is arising as a process out of the brain, then all of this other evidence doesn't make sense. There were just numerous studies done into ESP, basically, both in Stanford University in the 60s, at Princeton, at the Rhine, where they would do double-blind controlled studies that seemed to indicate these subtle effects that seem that you that people could manipulate outcomes of random events, things like that. And then you have, you know, things like near-death experience where, you know, Dr. Bruce Grayson was studying hundreds and hundreds of cases of people that reported this stuff that just seemed to defy kind of this idea that, you know, when we're clinically dead, that's it, and the EEG waves stop, and we can't have any experience. Yet these people have these remarkable experiences, and much like the UFO, you know, topic. When you actually look at the research, when you actually just stop and not be a skeptic that it's all bunk, and you look at the research and data, you come to this conclusion that there's something really here, and it's fascinating. And you know, I think that there probably is some type of science, you know, quantum mechanics or something that eventually may unravel what this is all about.
We got Dave and Robert and Tim and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.